You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
There's days where you wake up and you have this drive, and then there's other days where you wake up and you don't know what you're going to do. What do you do to make sure you wake up every morning and keep that drive?
What I do, I have a lot of bad days. This ain't like some magic potion where I just get up. I'm David Goggins, motherfucker. Let's go. Nope, I'm a human being. A lot of bad thoughts in my head. When I wake up, sometimes I feel like a little bitch. But what I do is I have a little tape recorder. And I tape record exactly how I'm feeling on that motherfucker. And then I play it back. That's a bad fucking tape recorder, dude. Listen to yourself. Listen how weak and pathetic it sounds. That will not make you a winner or succeed at anything. You have to fight those urges to just say, I'm good today. So everything you say to yourself has to be something that energizes you to the core of your soul. So whenever that weak voice comes, you gotta smack it real quick.
It's 44 degrees and it's nice and rainy outside. But no one cares about that. It's not about the rain. It's what the rain represents. Life is always giving you a test. Trying to give you a way out. Trying to give you an excuse not to show up. This is my excuse today. But guess what? You gotta have the mentality to show up every fucking day of your life. No matter what life throws at you, it's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life, prepared for fucking battle. I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you, it's your responsibility to find your new 100%. Take it upon yourself to do that. Stay hard.
A lot of us are going through a hard time in life. Some people have been bullied. Some people are just stressed out. Some people are insecure. Some people are fat and overweight. And the world puts a lot of this shit in your mind. It's not just you. Yeah, you help it. And my whole thing is about, I had to develop a mindset that was indestructible. I had to armor plate my mind. And it's about what you're saying to yourself, but it also comes with work. So whenever I was getting beat down, physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever I was going through, just saying, you know, I would put, you know, you can't hurt me. Can't hurt me just became a message I would say to myself. And that's just kind of where it comes from. Let me teach you the real life, how it really is. The reason why you're a loser, and the reason why you're not fucking making it, I go to all these fucking conventions, speak all the fucking time. I look in the fucking audience, and these people sign up fucking every year, go to convention, thinking they're gonna learn something fucking different. No, you're lazy, you know exactly what to do, because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it. We have an obligation to live our lives to the absolute fullest. Life is one big tug of war, and you don't win that tug of war by pushing the fucking rope. You have to pull that motherfucker. And a lot of times you have to pull yourself through life. This morning, I did not want to get up, so I had to pull my ass out of fucking bed. But guess what? The more and more I got into that run, each fucking step into that run, I started gaining more and more confidence. But to gain that fucking confidence, you have to fucking be willing to pull yourself out of bed, pull yourself out of a funk, pull yourself out of whatever the fuck life is throwing at you to gain that confidence. By the fucking time the run was over, I was like, fuck you, motherfucker. I once again beat your ass. You gotta be willing to find the confidence. Stay in the fight, stay in the war, stay in the battle. Armor your mind. it sucks to wake up every morning of your life and say, God, man, I'm not smart. So guess what I gotta do? I gotta study the same shit that I got one of the highest scores in the nation on. And do it again. Do it again. Do it again. It's not just there. It's not just there permanently for me.
How do I keep from quitting? Well, just so you know, man, there's a start line to quitting. And usually that start line, it starts when people show up to any endeavor being out of shape, not in the best shape of their lives. Have you ever seen a fighter and the guy that he's fighting is in real good shape? Another person looks gassed. He only has one thought in his mind, and that's quitting. That's all he has. Being out of shape, it limits all of your fucking options. So showing up to any endeavor in the best shape of your life, what that does is it opens up all of your fucking options. And the biggest option that it gives me when I show up that way is, all right, I'm in the best shape of my life. How can I get the body-mind connection going better for me?
Start learning more and more and more through pain and suffering. Start learning so much about stuff. Before I knew it, man, I built this beautiful car. I'm like, how the fuck did I do that? And I knew how, and I know how to do it because I have all the tools. Through all the failure I went through trying to build this person who's Nick Goggins. Mm-hmm. If I have a big manual to study, I will have to get a bunch of spiral notebooks from the daggone store. And each page, I have to write each page out, maybe 10 times. So there was 1,000 pages.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Dive manual. Most people, I'm not smart, I'm gonna go see if I can pass this test. I realized, hang on a second, I'm not smart. How can I get past this? How can I get through this obstacle? I need to acquire this book 18 months in advance because it could take me 18 months to write down each page over and over again to then put it to memory. So when the question came up, I had written that question so many times down on paper that I can recall, and that's how I did it. So you gotta strategize on each problem you have in life. Slowly break down that problem. Don't think about all the problems you have, just one at a time. And before you know it, you fix all these problems, but you cannot focus on all of them, just on the one thing at a time. Whenever I take these tests that are real hard, in the back of my brain, it's like, it's a good chance you're not gonna make it, Goggins. This ain't you, bro. This ain't you. You weren't born like this. This ain't you, the real you, bro. Study all you want to, but the second that fucking computer comes on with 150 questions, this ain't you, man. And somehow, it comes back, I passed. Passed again. But that real me back here every fucking time is saying, that ain't you, bro. That ain't you. And I have to outwork that voice. When I'm taking that test and I get to a question, I don't fucking know the answer. I'm like, fuck, man. And then say, I told you, man, that ain't you. You're 300 pounds, man. You sit at home, you figure out how to do your hair.
That's what you do. How to come to school with the reverse baldness when you're 16. That's you.
Anybody that follows me knows one thing. I should be a fat guy. So I get all these fucking emails about how people want to lose weight. I want to lose 50 pounds, guys, in 3 months. How do I do it? My response to them is, what have you done so far? I know the answer. The answer is nothing. I know you didn't wake up one morning and decide to fucking damn email me to see what you could do. You woke up for days and weeks and months, not like what you saw in the mirror, going out for a little run, feeling your fucking damn fat, jiggling shit. If you want something, everything out there is free to you. Google the motherfucker. My diet was breakfast, run, lunch, run. Fucking dinner run, snack run, stay hard.
People don't know how to turn their minds on. People don't know about this bolts and logs, why I say it, why I start yelling. I'm trying to activate something. I'm trying to activate passion, want, hunger, the dog, the savage. That motherfucker is falling asleep. When I show up knowing I'm in a great shape, I can wake that savage beast up. You gotta learn yourself. Know how to wake yourself up, but if you don't show up in the best shape of your life, your mind is worthless to you, so your savage is fucking dead.
And you will live exactly the way you live now, questioning who you are, wondering what is possible, wondering what you are capable of doing. That's how that looks. Or you can be me, which, am I happy? I don't know. Never really thought about it. Don't really care about it. Because all I really cared about was when I looked in that fucking mirror, I saw a piece of shit. Happiness wasn't on the mirror at 16 or when I was 300 pounds. It wasn't like, oh my, I'm looking for happiness. No, I'm looking to look at myself in the mirror and say, all right, motherfucker, you did it again today. You're a bad boy, because that shit sucks. I have about a couple minutes of that, but I got the carrot. The second I lay down and go to bed, the carrot's gone because I'm waking up all through the night to check the work I did that day. Did I get this drug right? Did I get this right? Did I get that right? What did I do? Oh my God, fuck. I'm already losing it.
Everybody says they have no fucking time. You have no time because you haven't really saw how your day is. We put so much fluff time in there about on your phone. How much time are you on your phone? And I take all the excuse away. That book takes every fucking excuse away from you, man, to where you're like, fuck. Well, I guess I gotta get after it now.
I had to make up these things in my mind, the things I had to overcome. And I started callousing my mind through a process, and it basically started with working out. Mm-hmm. It started with working out. I started with doing, like, if it started raining outside, for instance, my mind would say, fuck that, man, I don't wanna go run. Mm-hmm. If it was 3 o'clock in the morning, it started raining outside. My mind said, "You gotta go.
Get up and go run.
You have to." Because I was fighting this other person. Everything I didn't want to do is what got me to where I'm at today. Yeah. Every single thing. So, where we find comfort, that's where I started getting scared.
Yeah.
When I started saying, "Oh, it's raining. I'm not going out there." No, you cannot say that. You cannot do that. You have got to do this. Mm-hmm. The other, so whatever my brain thought, I did the opposite. Mm-hmm. Wherever the comfort was, I went the opposite direction. And over a period of time, boy, it calluses the shit out of your mind. Mm-hmm. You start to really develop a whole nother being.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.